Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon, and I know that we've got all sorts of nasty weather. If you are south of the city, we're talking about the Tri-Cities, Petersburg, Hopewell, Colonial Heights. You're getting smashed right about now. My friend Victor, who is an amazingly talented guy. I'm so grateful to Victor. I'm just going to say this. You know, we're doing this big fundraiser for the Relationship Foundation of Virginia. We work with men to become better fathers, keep families together, and what have you. Victor is a career lighting designer out of Los Angeles and New York. He donated the signed guitar, which is going to be part of our big fundraising event out of the Diamond. So I'm eternally grateful to Victor for doing that. I'm also eternally grateful to my friend Carl Carlson, who has also stepped up to the plate to help out the Relationship Foundation of Virginia. And while he won't brag about it, I will, because, well, don't you chuckle at me, Mr. Carlson. I know that you wouldn't call such attention to yourself, but as somebody who appreciates what you're doing, hey, I appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Oh. It's a good cause.
It certainly is, and you're a good guy. Yep. All right, well, I'm glad we dispensed with all of that nice lovey-dovey, warm and fuzzy stuff. Yeah. All right, and another thing, Carlson. Hey, I appreciate you being here, Carl. I know the weather is kind of treacherous this afternoon, but I'm looking at the close on Wall Street. Now, tell me if I read this right. We've set yet another record?
Yeah, today was another trifecta, Jeff.
Trifecta. All right, so we got horses 1, 2, and 3, which means now don't press me here because I think I can do this.
Dow. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's the Dow. Yep. It's the Nasdaq.
Yep.
And it's the other one. So there we go. Yeah, all three are up.
It's the one that has the 500 in it. Starts with an S.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a P. S&P 500.
Yeah, that's the one. Very good. Yep, that's it, Carl. That's the guy. Okay, so now wait a minute. So here's what you look. You've edumacated me over the years that you have been doing this. Each of those markets addresses different things, right? Some is tech heavy,
yeah.
Some is consumer heavy. So they're all up. You're the expert here. What does that really mean if they're all up on the same day?
All three of them hit a high on the same day, which is. Doesn't happen too often, although it also happened on Friday and Monday.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign for the stock market currently when all those are high. And that doesn't happen all that often because usually maybe the tech's down a little bit or the S&P 500 is up, but the Dow is down because it's a little more conservative stocks. So.
Right.
When they're all happening, hitting highs, all three of them on the same day, and it's happening fairly often, that's great. Now, it also might mean, though, that there might be a little correction coming.
And your corrections. Oh my gosh. It's like going back in time and the Board of Education, that paddle that vice principals used to walk around with. What do you mean by correction?
So it's getting a little too high. It needs to correct itself and come back down to something a little more normal. So yeah, that's a correction. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that causes that is also, as things start getting high like that, people start thinking about selling some of their stocks and taking the gain. And then that sort of starts happening a little more rapidly with all the automatic trades. And then all of a sudden the market's dropping 5%. Correction mm-hmm. is actually 10%. So ooh, 10% okay. or more from a recent oh. high.
Gotcha.
No, I wouldn't. If somebody doesn't have money in the market right now, I don't know that I would just sit around and wait for the correction, because, you know, there's times in the past when that might have been 3 or 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So.
So this is when we hear about profit taking, right? I mean, that's now's the yeah. time. It's like playing cards, right? I got a really yeah. big pile of chips in front of me. I'm taking some of them off and going to the cashier window.
Yep, that's pretty much what it is. Got a little profit in there, I'm going to take it.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that then. And so when
the American way,
heck yeah. So when we hear about that in the next, I don't know, couple of days, couple of weeks, theoretically, you yep. know what's going to happen, Carl? They're going to be people who don't understand the market like you and I do, you know, longtime pros like you and me. And they're going to look at this and go, oh my God, it's down 8%. What am I going to do? And so how do we talk those people off the ledge and tell them they don't have to hide their sharp implements?
Yeah, it's just a little volatility. Volatility is not the same as risk or loss.
Yeah.
Market goes up and down. As long as you don't sell when it's down, you're fine.
Yeah.
So it'll come back up.
All right. By the way, I want to remind everybody, you mentioned market volatility. That's one of your great videos over at Carlson Financial. I just saw it the other day, and I thought it really did a great job of explaining in a cool, calm, professional way exactly what we mean by market volatility.
Yeah, because it's different than risk, and so people need to understand that.
Yeah. If you're looking today and you're going, okay, all three of these markets are up, we can see that NASDAQ is the tech one, that's up, we understand why. S&P 500, a little more traditional and stable, right?
Yep, that's like the 500 biggest companies in the U.S., publicly okay. traded. So
okay. And then yep. we go to the Dow Jones. Now, the Dow is all across the board, right?
So the Dow is 30 companies. It's only 30 companies.
Really?
So, tough to get a really good measure.
Yeah. It's only 30 companies? That can't be
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
It is?
Isn't that interesting?
Well, I'll tell you what, Carl. It's interesting to the point that so many of us who don't know anything hear about the Dow, we just assume, or I just assume, it's everything from, Amazon to Zebra Holdings, if there is such a company. But and by the way, I want to go long on Zebra Holdings. I don't know what it is or what they make, but doggone it, I want to own that, Carl. I want that in my portfolio.
Exactly, the Zebra Holdings. Take it right to the end.
Exactly.
So the Dow has got those companies like Verizon, Coca-Cola, IBM, 3M. So older companies that have been around for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, but they are sort of stable, right? Do you think there ever gets to be a point where these three big markets merge? Could they be one company or one stock exchange?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to sit down and ponder that on the mountaintop.
All right.
Someday.
See, every once in a while, I come up with a good question, and then you're shocked, and you don't have the answer, because who the heck does? All right. So, listen, I want people to we talk about all the stuff that's going on in the market, but here's what this is really all about, as far as I'm concerned. We got people in the real world who are thinking, okay, I'm thrilled that I now know a little bit about market volatility. I'm very excited. I know what the markets are, but my gosh, How do I get some help? What should I be investing in? You know, here we are. It's the end of July. So I hate to tell people, but we're what? Like more than halfway through the year at this point.
Yep.
And
yep.
All this stuff, like with IRS, with funding your 401k and the rest of it, or not 401k, the other one, the IRA,
well,
Roth IRA.
Too.
Yeah, and 401k. So, I mean, all that stuff, time is running out. It just doesn't stop. You got to be on top of it.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of planning before the end of the year gets here. So, you know, and you definitely don't want to wait.
Yeah.
Because, you know, things start happening in October and November, like Thanksgiving and then Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be sitting down doing tax planning on your Thanksgiving Day lunch.
No. No, because then I'm going long into the turkey holdings. So that's, no, I'm not going to do that at all. I do want to let folks know that you are back in the live event business, if you will. You're hosting a great dinner. It's
yep.
over at Dover Hall. And it's not just the dinner, which, if you've never eaten at Dover Hall, my gosh, absolutely awful.
Steak and lobster. Good.
Oh, my gosh. So you're doing that. You're doing a tour of Dover Hall, and you're also going to be talking to people about retirement. There is a threshold, right? You have to have more than $300,000 saved for retirement. Okay.
Yep. Got to have something to work with.
Well, yeah, yeah. All right. So $300,000 saved for retirement. And I got news for you. When I look at 401ks and IRAs, even folks who are, I don't know, mid-level people, responsible people in that middle tier, they absolutely have got that, and they know that they need to do something with it, right?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, so how do they reach out to you, Carl?
So give us a call. I can't remember our phone number. It starts with 844 Carlson. So it's 844 Carlson, and then carlsonfinancial.com.
Very nice. All right, listen, tell everybody over there, including all the members of the Carlson family you got in there helping you out, that we appreciate all of their help.
We'll do it.
All
I'm
going
to go buy some zebra stock.
Thank you, sir. That is Carl Carlson. Long, go long with a zebra. I don't even know what that means, but I'm telling you, next week I'm going to have like a striped stock certificate. That's all I'm looking for. Carl's a great guy. Now, here's what I can tell you about Carl. Been working with Carl. Carl actually handles our Roth IRA, and I want him to do more of our stuff because he is that good. And every week for last couple of years, he's come on Monday afternoons, and yeah, we sort of goof around a lot, but bottom line, you're looking towards the future. You want to make sure you get across the retirement finish line properly. My money is on Carl. 844-CARLSON, 844-CARLSON. That's 844-227-5766 or carlsonfinancial.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.